14, Section 2, Transportation. As you read, look for transportation types and routes, the importance of river systems, terms, multimodal, tributary. There are four main ways to travel in Alabama: road, rail, water, and air. Travel is necessary for people and goods. Much of your food, clothes, toys, and many other products are made in other places. They must travel to get to you. Roads and highways. Alabama has about 100,000 miles of highways and roads. That makes it easy to reach most locations in the state. The trucking industry is a major transportation business. Trucks travel both within Alabama and through it to other places in the nation. You see these trucks when you ride on the roads and interstate highways. There are over 5 million vehicles registered in Alabama. Cars and trucks are used for both business and pleasure. As the number of vehicles increases, more roads are needed. Buses are another way people travel over Alabama's streets, roads, and highways. Some buses are used only within the city they serve. Others carry passengers from one town or city to another. The Alabama Department of Transportation is called ALDOT. It plans, builds, and takes care of the state's bridges, roads, and tunnels. Most of the money for keeping roads in good condition comes from taxes on fuel and vehicles. Some funds for roads come from the federal government. Railroads. Do you hear the train whistle blow at railroad crossings? Trains are a very important way to carry freight. There are over 5,000 miles of railroad tracks in Alabama. Goods can be shipped by train from the state to almost all of the nation's major markets. One important kind of rail shipment is called multimodal or intermodal. This means that goods are sent in containers. These containers are then moved directly from railroad cars to ships, planes, or trucks. This system is used for national and international shipments. Goods coming into the country can be transferred to rail cars for further shipment. Mobile has the greatest number of multimodal terminals in the state. Birmingham, Dothan, and Huntsville also have these terminals. Passenger travel on the railroads continues to decline. Only one passenger train now serves the state. The Crescent makes one run from New York City to New Orleans and one from New Orleans to New York City each day. The Crescent stops in Anniston, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa on each trip. Water transportation. Alabama's water transportation routes are important to the state and the nation. The state has at least 1,500 miles of navigable waterways. Alabama's river systems are used to ship goods to and from the Port of Mobile. A river system is a major river and its tributaries. A tributary is a stream that feeds into a river. Our waterways are an important part of the state's economy. The 10-Tom Waterway opened in 1985. It allows goods to be shipped to and from the Port of Mobile. The waterway connects Mobile to ports along the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee River systems. Congress approved the Intercoastal Waterway in 1919 to provide a safer route than the open sea. It connects the Port of Mobile with other Gulf and Atlantic ports. The waterway is maintained by the Corps of Engineers. Tugboats, barges, and pleasure boats all use the waterway. The Port of Mobile is Alabama's water link to trade with the rest of the world. Goods going outside the country are sent to the Alabama State Docks. They come there through river systems, by rail, or on trucks. Ships in Alabama's ports travel between Mobile and every other major port in the world. Air transportation. Alabama has at least 117 licensed airports. all state airports are important for business and tourist travel. The major airports in the state are at Anniston, Birmingham, Decatur, Dothan, Gadsden, Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery, Muscle Shoals, and Tuscaloosa. Goods for international travel arrive and leave from the airports at Birmingham, Huntsville, and Mobile. The airport in Montgomery supports travel to the state capital and nearby industries. Air transportation changed after 9/11 when terrorists used planes to kill Americans. The federal government and the airlines wanted to prevent this kind of attack in the future. The nation's airports received special funds from the federal government. The money was to improve security so that all Americans would be safer. Airports had to provide written security plans. They also had to tighten the rules in terminals. The airlines and airports took special steps to increase everyone's safety. Think it through. 1. What are 4 forms of transportation in Alabama? 2. Whose money pays for the building and upkeep of roads? How does this help you? 3. How can the intracoastal waterway be used for trade? 4. What are some advantages of multimodal shipping?